Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
A blessed Lord's Day to all of you this morning. Thank you for joining us as we gather here to hear God's word and to receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. A couple of announcements to make. First of all, just a reminder to the youth group. We will be meeting today at 3 for an activity. We're going to go up to Loup City and shoot some archery, so we'll see how good a shot you are. Litchfield. So if you'd like a ride, please let me know and we'll make arrangements for that. Also, I needed to announce that we are going to be hosting a fundraiser on June the 6th, and there are some sign-up sheets over in the parish hall on the kitchen counter. There's several things things in the bulletin that you can make note of coming up in the coming days. As we gather this morning, this the seventh Sunday of Easter, before we sing our opening hymn, let us greet each other in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, and we may delight in your will, and walk in your ways, the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, Alleluia. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me, Alleluia.
Take away our sin from us, O Lord, we beseech you with pure mind. We may enter the Holy of Holies through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Oh, Lord. And the Sarries, Lord, the false witnesses, against me, and we my words. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty everlasting God, cause us always to have a devout will toward you and to serve your majesty with a pure heart. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is written in the prophet of Ezekiel, chapter 36. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is written in 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. As good stewards of God's very grace, whoever speaks as one of oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that they are offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you." This is the gospel of our Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be on you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It used to be that much of business was conducted with a handshake and the name and reputation of the parties involved. You kept your end of the bargain because you didn't want your name to be tarnished in the community. If you cared about your reputation, you did everything possible to be counted as honest and trustworthy so that a simple handshake was all that was needed to complete any transaction. In our Old Testament lesson this morning, we hear that God himself is concerned about the reputation of his name. God, through the prophet Ezekiel, says, "It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came." Our Lord is speaking these words to a people whom he had been dealing with for a very long time. Since the days when he brought them out of the land of Egypt and into the promised land, God had been dealing with the children of Israel whom he had made a covenant with. Already in the wilderness at Sinai, God had set down the law of how his name and reputation was to be handled. The children of Israel were to guard and to honor the name of God. They were to fear and love God so they did not curse, swear, use satanic arts, lie or deceive by his name, but to call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. But the reputation of Israel had been far from honorable or faithful. They had acted wickedly and become hard-hearted and self-centered in their sin. For hundreds of years, God had used men like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Amos to call these people to repentance. These people continued to plug their ears and to do their very own thing, never turning back to God in repentance, never turning away from their sin and back to him. And so God acts. After all prophetic exhortation and admonition, after all the failure to listen, God was moved to discipline them. He sent Babylon to overthrow them and take them captive. He allowed his own people to be carried off to a foreign land. A few decades later, God raises up the prophet Ezekiel to speak his word to these captives, speaking to them in the very midst of this foreign captivity. Ezekiel is sent, as we hear today, to proclaim to them a restoration, a new life that is theirs in the Lord. They will be sent home. They will be returned to the land their God and Lord had promised them, the land of milk and honey that their God and Lord had given to their forefathers. But these Israelites were not set free from the bonds of captivity because of anything that they deserved. They were delivered because of anything good about them or in them. Again, the words of Ezekiel, "It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came." It wasn't because of Israel that God was acting to save them. In fact, they utterly profaned his holy name. They not only didn't deserve this gracious intervention, but they deserved only God's wrath and his punishment. For the sake of my holy name, God's name and reputation was on the line. And so this is why God acts. But God does indeed give them some hope. God tells the people through Ezekiel, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. This indeed was a great promise of restoration. God, through the prophets, was constant in his calling his people to repentance. He had made a covenant with them, and he was unwilling to break it. His refusal to break this covenant was not because of Israel, but for his own name's sake. You see, God is faithful. He is trustworthy. He is holy. He stands by his name. So when he makes a promise, or when he makes an agreement, or strikes a deal, he carries through with it. And so what God promised to the people of Ezekiel's time is fulfilled in Christ Jesus and his life and death and resurrection. So also God's promise for you has been fulfilled in Christ. The Almighty God himself comes into the flesh for the sake of his name and reputation. He comes because he has made a promise to redeem mankind. And so the maker of heaven and earth allows himself to suffer degradation and depravity, not because he deserved any of it, but precisely because you deserve it. That is how great his love is for you. Jesus suffers in your place. He dies in your place. He pays your justly deserved wages of sin for you with his own body and his own blood. And he does all of this, not because you deserve it, but precisely because you deserve every bit of this wrath and punishment. But he steps in anyway. He acts in this way because that is just who he is. He made a gospel promise in the Garden of Eden to deliver Adam. God made a deal with Adam because Adam had indeed messed up. And so God acted to deliver Adam and to all of his offspring from their justly deserved bonds of sin and death. He made that promise, and he continues to keep it. He bears the marks of that kept promise in his flesh, standing before the throne of the Heavenly Father for the rest of all eternity, bearing his wounds, ever reminding his Father that the wages of sin has been paid in full, and it has been paid in full by him. And so his words from the cross ring even more true. It is finished. God continues to keep his promise as he comes to you today, not because you deserve it, but because you need it. Coming to you to feed you and nourish you with his word and holy sacraments. He comes to you today to comfort you and to protect you and guide you in the path of his righteousness, his justification for his name's sake. We will probably never return to the handshake as being the final agreement in a contractual agreement. But we can work to improve our name and our reputation nonetheless. And we do so by being honest, by being trustworthy, by being truthful, that we stand by our word and what we say. We imitate God in Christ by loving our neighbor beyond just being cordial, but putting in the work. And yes, you will mess it up. You will continue to make wrong choices. You will continue to make sinful choices. But when you do, you call to mind the deal that God has made with you in your baptism. You repent. You repent and live in repentance and faith, knowing that for the sake of Christ, God has forgiven you. And in that forgiveness, you can live in the promise of hope. You live in Christ, knowing that He will exalt you at the proper time, raising you from the dead to live and reign with Him in eternity. Thanks be to God that He still continues to come to us, that He continues to offer to us the opportunity for forgiveness, and in that forgiveness we have life and salvation. So let us not tarnish the name of God for all that He has done for us, but that we live, and we live rightly, praising God and giving thanks to God for the great benefit that He has given to us. For indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us through Pontius Pilate, descended into the grave, and the third day he rose according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. Who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with the prayers of the church. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your divine mercy and goodness, you have given to us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be the sacrifice for our sins, thereby delivering us from the power of death, the devil, and eternal damnation. On the third day, Jesus did rise from the dead, and did bring forth righteousness, innocence, and eternal life. We pray that you would grant us grace, that by the working of your Holy Spirit in us, we may take deep felt joy and comfort in Christ's holy death and resurrection, and by that we ourselves overcome all fear of death. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, continue to give your church faithful pastors to speak your word and to administer your holy sacrament. Grant that we may be kept in this faith, teach it to our children, and do the good works that show forth our identity as your own people. Count us righteous in Christ, having been joined with his death and resurrection in holy baptism. Make us bold in heart this Eastertide, that we may speak freely of the joy of the resurrection that leads to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, give wisdom to our president, our governor, all those elected or appointed to serve our government in this nation, in this state, and in this community. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to all places of this world. Protect and defend those who protect and defend us.
especially our police and emergency workers here in this community, and those who serve us in the armed forces throughout the world. We remember especially Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, Kyle, and Damon. Grant that they and all who serve may do so with honor and integrity, and that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, it is your joy to give life, and we give you thanks for the gift of human life. We pray that you would look favorably upon all expectant mothers, especially to Kirsten and Katie. Grant that throughout their time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, teach us to number our days, even as we count the years of life upon this earth. Bless those who celebrate birthdays this week. We remember Gloria, Josiah, and Sherry. Strengthen their trust in your goodness, and bless them with your abiding love all the days of their life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, you have founded your promises in the crucified and risen flesh of Jesus Christ. Fortify those who suffer in the body and soul through sickness, through loneliness, through adversity and trouble. We especially remember our homebound and shut-in, Eldine, Janine, Audrey, Bev, Benny, Lenora, Fenil, Margaret, and Lois. So also we pray for those whose needs are known to you and who have asked for our prayers, Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Karen, Lana, Mark, Dan, and Samantha. These and all whom we name in our hearts this day, we pray that you would heal and sustain them according to your gracious will, and that you deliver them to everlasting life in Christ our Savior. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, though we are unworthy of a place at the table of our Lord, you have bid us to come and eat of his flesh and blood. Give to us faith that we may come in repentance to receive this blessed food of everlasting life. Awaken our hearts, remove from us all foreign thoughts, increase our hope, kindle our affections, sanctify us wholly, that we may approach your table in cheerful confidence and with a pure mouth, holy heart, and heartfelt desire to partake to the blessing of life and salvation of our souls. Lord, in your mercy, all these things we pray that you would grant to us, dear Father, and whatever else you know that we need, that you grant to us these for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this, our offering, that we may continue in this place to proclaim Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven in this community and in the world. It would be a light in the darkness, that by proclaiming it, all who would hear the good news of salvation would come to repentance and faith in you. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I shall offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and to call on the name of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and to drink the blood of, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayer, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from you. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the holy supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.